Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The best thing about living in Southern California, other than the weather, is the sports scene. If you like any kind of sport, you can find it here. So, this weekend, I got a chance to go to the big speedway in Fontana for the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series. It is the best in stock car racing, and talk about high octane. Ooh, 37 cars going around a 2-mile track at 200 plus miles an hour will get your heart pumping. And this year, there's a new kid on the block, a brother from Alabama named Daryl Bubba Wallace. Now, he currently competes full-time in the Monster Energy NASCAR Series, and he's driving number 43, the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 for Richard Petty Motorsports. Richard Petty, of course, is an icon in the NASCAR business. Now, Wallace is now noted for being one of the most successful African-American drivers in the history of NASCAR, and he did not disappoint yesterday as the 24-year-old came in number 20 at the end of the 3-hour race, and he got a lot of support from folks like Ice Cube and a group of other rappers who were down in the pit with us. Funny thing is, they were all decked out in full bling, looking like they had ordered their Mr. T starter kits for the occasion. Ice Cube, of course, had on a NASCAR t-shirt and a cap, a little bit more appropriate for the occasion. But the star of the day was Martin Truex Jr. It was his first win in California. He did have the pole position and never let it go, leading 125 of the race's 200 laps. And yes, my heart is still racing. And Wendy's back. Wendy Williams was on Good Morning America today in her first interview since she took that 3-week leave of absence from her talk show to manage her Graves' disease. The 53-year-old mom and doyen of daytime TV reveals in the interview that she really had not been managing her disease in the months before she announced her upcoming leave last month. You know what? She says that it led to her multiple faintings, and Graves' disease is something that you really have to check on with your endocrinologist, which she apparently had not been doing. And in fact, Wendy went on to admit that her health was at the bottom of her list. Well, let's just hope that's changed, Wendy, because you know what, girl? You got to take care of yourself so that we can keep seeing you on TV. Love you, darling. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.